having a baby. And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. And then I got involved in the business and got carried away. And I looked at my watch, and it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The baby was about to be born. I looked at my phone, and saw that I had many missed calls from my wife that I hadn't picked up because I'd got so busy. I nearly missed the birth of my firstborn. I nearly did. True story. And you know, anyway, the messages I listened to, where are you? Where are you? And I want to say tonight, and I might come back to that point in a second, but the definition of the word Christmas comes from two words, Christ and Mass. Mass is a Latin word for celebration. It's the celebration of Christ. And so I want to read to you a couple of scriptures this evening as a way of opening this up to you. Matthew 1 verse 18. Matthew 1 verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take your Mary, your wife, for which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Now, I just want to flick back to the New Testament to what is called a messianic prophecy. Because it was throughout the Bible, God knew that Jesus was going to come. And in Isaiah 7, one of the prophets of the Old Testament, there's a great little passage. And I want to refer to that as well this evening. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 10, and it says this, Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, who was the king at the time. Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. And then he said, Hear now, O house of David, is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, this virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. Ahaz, just a little bit of background, is the king of Judah who is not a godly man. So it's a godly lineage, but he hasn't been following God. He hasn't got a relationship with God. And he never was a God-honoring man. And Syria is at war with Judah, and Judah is under enormous attack from the enemy. And Ahaz becomes concerned for his own preservation rather than looking at trying to work out a plan and of his own to fortify what they have over Israel. And so he becomes fearful. And it's at this time that Isaiah comes with a word from God to Ahaz. And this is the word of the Lord for Ahaz and the children of Israel. And it's the same word for us today. And he says it prophetically. And this is it. God is going to take care of his people. Say it with me. God is going to take care of his people. Who's going to take care of his people? The Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there's a prophetic word in there saying that the Son, the Emmanuel, God with us. Now it's interesting. Because God says to Ahaz, ask me and I will give you a sign. And Ahaz says, I'm not going to do that. None of us ever do that with God, do we? We never try and do things our own way, do we? See, Ahaz is not in relationship with God. He's chosen to be disconnected. And the fact is that he takes matters into his own hands. He's done a deal, in fact, with the Assyrian king. Not the Syria that's attacking, but the Assyrian king. And he actually says, all of Israel will become your slaves and I'll be free. That's the deal he arranged in order to save his own life. And Ahaz did not want to trust God and manipulated this plan. And like Ahaz, many people try to manipulate their own plans for Christmas and their lives. But God is God Almighty. And he says through the prophet Isaiah, regardless of what you do, I will give you a sign. I will give you a virgin and I will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So how would that sign, why is that so significant? 740 years before the birth of Christ, there's this word from God to Ahaz, who's not even a godly king. And what God is saying to Ahaz is that the Messiah is coming through the lineage of David, through the tribe of Judah. And the sign is this, because the Messiah has not come yet, nothing is going to happen to the people of Judah because my word must come to pass. It's the same today. No way the enemy can come against you and defeat you because you are God's people and God has a purpose for your life. It's worth following the Lord. And so devising your own plans for your life, becoming fearful for what may happen, becoming fearful of death, is not something that as a Christian we have to be so concerned about because we know that God is going to take care of us. There's nothing that can overcome us. And so, I've got 2 points this morning. It's evening. The first one is this. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the virgin birth. The only way Jesus could be God was to be conceived by the Holy Spirit. We even saw it on that little clip, didn't we, that we watched. He was God on this earth. Emmanuel, which is God with. Jesus was not a representative of God. Jesus was not conceived by a man. He was God. God himself with us. And Jesus was conceived by the Spirit, and so he did not have a sin nature. He did not make mistakes, if you like. Jesus was God. Jesus is God. Jesus will always be God. Jesus was not a messenger from God. He was God. Jesus was God himself with a message. And so, one of the most famous passages in the Bible, which I've already said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him, will not perish but have everlasting life. He's the greatest gift anybody can receive. He's the greatest promise. He's the greatest certainty. He's the greatest possession. And God didn't send someone to redeem us. He came himself. There's a story of a judge. The judge, he has a friend, And the friend's actually been given quite a severe ticket. And knowing that he's good friends with the judge, he goes to the judge and goes, "Can you take care of this for me?" And the judge says, "Yeah, sure." And a couple of weeks later, the friend sees the judge again and he says, "Thanks for dismissing my ticket." And the judge says, "Oh, I actually didn't dismiss your ticket." And he goes, "What do you mean? I thought you were going to do your judge thing." And the friend said, "So, well, if you didn't dismiss the ticket, what did you do?" And the judge says, "I paid it." And the friend goes, I didn't want you to do that. I wanted you to do your judge thing and, you know, just take care of it for me." And the judge says to his friend, "Were you guilty?" The friend didn't have to think about it. He says, "Yeah, I was at fault." He goes, the judge says, "Well, I'm a righteous judge. And as a righteous judge, I can't dismiss what has happened. But I'll tell you what I have done. I've paid for it. I've paid for it." That's what Christ has done for us. That's the message of Christmas. That Christ has paid for every wrongdoing that we've ever done. He's taken it on the cross. He's that the whole earth, the Bible says, turned to darkness. The weight of all our wrongdoing and all our sin was taken on that cross. He bore as the perfect man. He paid for it. A normal person can't do that. But God can. God with us. It's very important to believe in the virgin birth. It helps us to understand that God is with us. God paid the price for our sins. Jesus was fully God on this earth. And second, Jesus came in the flesh. Just pinch yourself for a moment. First, I believe in the virgin birth. Second, Jesus came in the flesh. And people easily believe that Jesus was a good man. People easily believe that he was a prophet. And that is what they were saying 2,000 years ago. They were saying the same thing. You're a prophet, some say you're a good man. And then Jesus asked Peter, "Well, who do you say I am?" "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." He came in the flesh. John 1:1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In the beginning of all time and created existence was Christ. The Word of God came through Christ from the beginning of time because he was God. So let's have a look at John 1:14. It says this, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." You see, it's a Merry Christmas because we believe that Christ came from a virgin, conceived by the Spirit of God, as prophesied by the prophet Isaiah. It's a Merry Christmas because we believe that Jesus is fully good, God, fully good as well, fully God, and that he is fully man. He knows how to relate with us. God became a man. If God did not become a man, then he did not die. If he did not die, then our sins are not atoned for by the righteous judge of all the earth. 1 John 4:2, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Jesus had to die to pay for our sins. Jesus had to become flesh. It's a great scripture in Hebrews 2:14. Because God's children are human beings, made of flesh and blood, Jesus also became flesh and blood by being born in human form. For only as a human being could he die. And only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Jesus broke the power of death. That's a Merry Christmas. The good news is that our Lord has already faced death and overcome it. He's overcome it, church. It's true, my Lord suffered, bled, and died on the cross. It's true, my Lord rose again on the third day. My Lord rose from the grave. And all of us are going to go through death's doorway. And one of the greatest truths is that Jesus became a man. Say it with me. Jesus became a... And because Jesus became a man, he was subject to death. And God watched. Have you ever thought about this? God watched his only child die. God watched his own son die. And you could say, but God also knew he would rise again. And I would say to each and every one of us, so do you. It's a Merry Christmas because Jesus rose from the grave. We have the final victory through Christ. And so we believe in the virgin birth. And Jesus was conceived by the Spirit. That makes Jesus fully God. Bram, if you'd like to come, that'd be great. The world wants to attack the virgin birth. If they can bring that down, he wasn't really God. Oh, prophet, yep, good man. But the Word of God says he was God. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. And he came in the flesh. He became a man. And as a man, he suffered. As a man, he died. Jesus is fully man and fully God. Matthew 1:21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That's a Merry Christmas. Why don't we stand to our feet this evening? I want to pray a prayer with every one of us tonight. Before I do that, I want to ask a few things. Will you believe with me tonight that God was born of a virgin birth? Will you believe with me that he was conceived by the Spirit of God? Will you believe with me that God became flesh and paid the penalty as a righteous judge? A penalty we can never deal with ourselves. But God can. And that's why he sent his son in the flesh. So I want to ask you this evening, will you make Jesus Lord of your life? Because this is the meaning of Christmas. It's a Merry Christmas because it's a celebration of all that the Lord Jesus Christ has done. I believe in the virgin birth. Will you say that with me in a moment? I believe that God came in the flesh. Will you say that with me? He's paid the penalty for my sin. He's a righteous judge. He's a righteous God. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes this evening. Let's every one of us pray this prayer together tonight and pray it out with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are the Son of the living God. I thank you, Lord, for the virgin birth. I thank you that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. I thank you that Jesus came in the flesh to relate with me. I accept what Christ has done. It's a Merry Christmas because God is with me. I receive of the Son of God into my heart. I believe. I confess my sin today. I love you, Lord God. Come into my heart. In Jesus' name. If you've prayed that prayer and you believe it, you want to make Jesus Lord of your life tonight, I'll just ask in a moment that you pop up your hand. I'm going to ask you to count to three. Maybe you said this a prayer like this a long time ago. But I want to just say, you haven't been following Christ for some time, or really had a relationship with him. You're away from God. You've fallen out of relationship with him. Why don't you come back to him today as well and receive him as Lord of your life? God doesn't judge us in that sense. He doesn't condemn us, the Bible says. He just wants us to make right with him. We do our part, and he pours in more and more blessings into our life than we can imagine. Will you accept Jesus and all that he is, that he's God with us? Will you accept what Jesus has done for us on the cross? And on the count of three, pop up your hand, and I'll see it. You can pop it down again. Say, yeah, I believe he's paid the price for me. I receive of everything the Lord has done for me. And I count to three, you pop up your hand and I'll see it. You can pop it down again. One, two, three. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone, just look to my right, the middle of the auditorium, and to my left. Just pop up your hand and I'll see it. You can pop it down again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it's great that God is with us. He is Emmanuel. And we are going to sing a carol before we finish our service. And then after the carol, we have a special little presentation from a lot of our church folk, the different cultures, wishing you a Merry Christmas. So we'll stand, and then after the carol, you're free to sit down, and we'll turn the lights off, and we'll do our last hello, goodbye from C3 Fremantle.